This is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot. I am calling in from South Africa using my cell phone to do this radio show, and I don't know if this is going to work. So the engineer is going to have to be able to monitor whether or not you're picking up my voice. My guest today is George Cavasilis, and George is a contactee, and also I believe he would consider himself something of a channeler, although what kind of channeler, I guess he'll have to tell you. But he's, I have actually had him on my show for a short time a while back, and this would be a two-hour show if we can pull this off. Right now, I'm in South Africa attending the Megalithomania conference, and we have just come back from Adam's Calendar, where we were visiting the calendar with some of the speakers who came elected to come out and do this sort of field trip right before the conference with Michael Tellinger. And this is outside the city of Johannesburg, about 2.5-3 hours. And Adam's Calendar, I've interviewed Michael on my website before, and Michael has written a book called Slave Species of God, and basically investigated the origins of man and in a completely different way than is normally talked about. As far as Adam's Calendar is concerned, it's a site here in South Africa that has gone largely undiscovered except for Johan Heiner, who is a pilot who flew over it because he has a firefighting crew and business, and he basically stumbled on it, became very curious, investigated it for several years, and then noticed that it was a calendar. There were standing stones on the edge of a cliff overlooking a huge rift valley here in South Africa, and it's quite a spectacular setting. It's been very exciting to be back here to visit the calendar, and then today later on we're supposed to go to visit the stone circles. We flew in a helicopter earlier today, or yesterday, over the stone circles, and this was very exciting for a lot of the attendees. We've got Andrew Collins, a researcher and author, and of many books, and I hope to interview him while I'm here. And we've got Hugh Newman and Antoine, who is, I'm afraid I don't know her last name, but she is one of our speakers as well, and she is an expert, something of an Egyptologist from a completely different viewpoint, and she resides in Paris. She's French and has dedicated her life to investigating what's going on in Egypt. So when we come right back, if all things go well, we will have George Cavasilis with us. Thank you very much.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica, the number 4.com, endofamerica4.com.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves, while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and my guest today is George Cavasiles. George, are you there?
Yes, I am, Carrie. How are you going?
Well, it's completely bizarre here. I am in South Africa. I'm doing this off of my cell phone using Skype, so it's quite a revolutionary technology, I think you might say, long distance here. And hopefully this will continue to work. I have no idea whether this is going to cost me a fortune or not, so we'll just have to see. But at any rate, I'm being helped out by the Malaga Hotel, who's being very helpful over here. But unfortunately, our dial-up connection is just not sufficient for me to do the show, and they also don't have Skype here. So, but at any rate. So George, now that we're live and you're in Australia and I'm in South Africa and we're basically going out over the internet worldwide as well as in the United States, I believe on people's at least in the Texas area, I think they can actually get me in on the car radio. So as well as some other satellite connections and so on.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, that's the era we're living in, although it doesn't always work out as well as one would like. So what's going on with you, George? You know, it's lovely to have you on my show.
Yeah, I very much appreciate the opportunity once again, Carrie. It's life's traveling very fast. Things are developing very quickly now, and incredible amount of people resonating with the content of that which I share. And just came back from Spain, had a fantastic sellout tour of Spain, and incredible. People flew in from Kuwait, from Venezuela, from Greece, from Germany, from Sweden, from Slovenia. It's just incredible the way people are just feeling it deep within themselves, and it's very inspiring, I must say.
Yeah, that's great. Great to hear. What was the theme of your presentation, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. It was 10 hours, basically, a 10-hour day, and that was the main event. And the basic theme was really the structure of the universe. That's the first part of the discussion for the people that are not familiar with the model that I present. And I discuss about my experiences and how I came about to have this knowledge of the structure of our universe. And also I share the journey that we've undertaken wanting to actually come into this universe, and why we've all decided to have this journey, why we're actually in here inside this light-based universe, and what is our intended outcome. Well, I know what my intended outcome is, and most people seem to feel the same way about their journey. And so we share, you know, I share about that sort of information, and also about the coming changes, because that's part of our journey and part of our intended outcome.
So what's your website for people that are listening?
The website is, you can find it either through Ascension and Beyond, or you can find it through www.georgekavassilis, and the last name is spelled K-A-V-A-S-S-I-L-A-S .org.
Okay, and would that be ascensionandbeyond.com?
No, I just call it that, so you might Google that and you'll come across it. But the most direct path to it is just myname.org.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I'm going to pull you up here as we speak. Hopefully this will work. Okay. So you're talking about ascension, I assume.
Through all my journeys and experiences that I've had throughout my life, and all the races I've been in contact with, and all the experiences I've had with beings in other dimensional levels on this earth, and Mother Earth herself, and Father Sun, with the consciousness of the Sun, who is, you know, the whole being that is the solar system that we're inside of, they have an intention as to what their journeys are, and we've come in here to be a part of that. So it's understanding what they want to do as beings. What does the Sun want to do as a solar system, and what does the Earth want to do as a planet? And so why did we choose to come here and so have such an intimate relationship with this planet we call Mother Earth? Yeah, so
okay.
Basically the understanding is that Mother Earth is about to ascend, and some people have a different take. There's so many different varying opinions and philosophies and points of view out there. I just recommend people to connect with Mother Earth and ask her herself what she's doing, rather than more so taking philosophies from extraterrestrial races, because what we're being exposed to here, the veil, I call it, we've got the earthly veil and then we've got the cosmic veil, and we have a particular group of extraterrestrials that we are being exposed to at the moment on this planet, and what they're propagating is not really what's the real truth behind the existence of this solar system, this planet, and humanity.
Okay, and you initially were a contactee, and you had quite a few experiences with various races at that time, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, quite a few. And I stood up in 2004 and claimed that I was a member of the Galactic Federation of Light, and everything was wonderful, and they basically assimilated me into their empire, into their structure, and used me to propagate their philosophies on the planet.
Right. And, I'm not going to name any names, but I've recently had somebody else on my show with who claims to be from part of the Galactic Federation. And there is a lot of confusion about these various races and that people are dealing with and having, you know, all kinds of interactions with. And the groups are representing themselves and misrepresenting themselves in many ways with people. And that's a problem.
Yes, they are, Kerry, and yes, it is. On it's providing a very good challenge for everybody because, you know, there's certainly the old cliche, do not judge a book by its cover, is truer than ever. And it's providing an incredible environment for all of us to dig really, really deep inside of ourselves. So on one level, it's providing a wonderful service. But if we get back down into the level of the drama, we've got to be very careful. We really, really do. And they're using love against us. That's their greatest weapon, love and apathy and passiveness. And, you know, I call it the pacification program, which they bliss people out. They meditate, they get blissed out, and people got to realize you can smoke pot on this level of reality and take drugs, and you get high. You got to realize on a cosmic level you can take in energy and get high. So you got to be careful what kind of energies you decide to merge with.
Absolutely, and that's very key at this time when we're entering this sort of energetic space, as well as having this galactic wave of energy, call it what you will, coming towards us, sort of more along the lines of what Paul LaViolette talks about. How do you describe the energies that are coming to the Earth at this time?
Okay, they're coming from the center of the galaxy because Earth and the galaxy are one and the same consciousness. All the other planets and star systems, except for Sirius, it's a stepping down of the divine feminine. So we're in the Milky Way galaxy, for starters, and we call it the Milky Way because it's the nurturing of the mother's milk. So this galaxy is a fractal of the universe, and each star system is actually a fractal of a galaxy. So every star system is a compressed galaxy, and the beings who originally came into this galaxy are ambassadors and way showers from a galactic system. And that's why our reality is so dense. First of all, we're on the densest reality on the densest planet, which is then the densest solar system, which is then the densest galaxy. And, you know, once you actually start to get an understanding of the structure, it all just makes sense. It really does. And, yeah, okay. So, yeah.
Well, you know, sorry about this. If you want to continue, and then I'll ask my question.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, go ahead. Fire a question.
Okay. What I wanted to say was, obviously, you feel that you have sort of the correct information, and it's understandable that people are getting all kinds of information, as we've said, and that for one, you know, and even when I say Galactic Federation, there are groups, some of which are calling themselves that, who may not be the same thing as, you know, as the so-called actual Galactic Federation. So that further increases the problem that we've got. But going by that name in general, and the group of beings that are part of that, and perhaps their agenda as to why they are sort of posing in a certain way, coming across as very loving, caring beings, and yet they do appear to have quite an interesting agenda, in my view, that is not necessarily in our best interest, especially when it comes to sovereignty. So I wonder if you could address that.
Yeah, they. Okay, it comes down to there is a particular vibrational pattern that we're inside of on like a dimensional plane in the universe. And a lot of people have heard these terms, 3D, 4D, 5D, etc. Now, the model that I present, where the fifth dimension starts for me, is really high up compared to a lot of other people. And so these are labels we just give vibrational realms. So when you are in, say, for me, the fourth dimension is by far the biggest in physical size. It is absolutely colossal in size. And it has to do with the vibrational patterns of the 4D. It is where we fragmented and expanded the most in our journey down through the dimensions of the universe. And so there's beings, say, if you're at the lower end of that spectrum of the fourth dimension, There's that many vibrational octaves and overtones and tones, and it's incredible the amount of vibrational realms there are just within the fourth dimensional paradigm in my model. And so what happens is you come across beings, and I'm talking about extraterrestrial races, star systems and empires, who are actually assimilated in this massive structure. And when they look up, they're actually looking at angelical hierarchies, ascended masters, and even creator gods. And they think that's it. But actually, they're still caught within the fourth dimensional paradigm. Now, how do I know this? It's because in 2003, I actually took a journey up through the dimensions of our universe with my consciousness. That's how I got to know this. And I'm lucky I have this, and I do have the luxury of this point of reference. And I understand that, and it's hard for people to take. That anybody, just an average Joe Blow person walking the street, can actually have this knowledge and this point of reference. And I do understand that's really hard to take, because there's people who have been on this journey all their lives and have studied all the literature on the planet, and even they themselves have had contact with ETs. But you know what's amazing? There's people from all around the world who just say, I've always known this inside of me. And finally somebody's voicing it. So it's not just George that knows this. It's actually multitudes of people around the planet that have this knowing inside of them already. So I'm not teaching anybody anything new. It's just sharing the way things are. And so we have these other empires and these structures that they're caught up in these paradigms. That's the problem. You've got all these ET races who are visiting the Earth at the moment, and some of them are truly doing what they believe is right. And that's the other thing, because that's how they're so convincing. They truly believe what they're doing is right, but they themselves are caught up in a limited paradigm within the universe. And that's the thing to be very careful of.
Yeah, that's a very good point and a very good way of putting it. I appreciate that, because I think that people don't really realize or maybe consider the idea that the various ET races may themselves be misled. And going down a path in which they think they're in the right, just as humans do often do, and then find out later that they didn't have the whole picture.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kerry. And it's happening all the time. And the best way for me, my BS monitor is my deep core heart within myself, my own being. And of course, like again, I've got the luxury of those points of reference. And so for me, it's content is really important. When I hear people say that Mother Earth is descending, I don't resonate with that. I just say to people, look, ask her herself. Don't take my word for it, and you'll find out for yourself. So I can only recommend people to do that. I really can.
Okay. How did you come by this knowledge? Do you want to talk a little bit about your background and sort of how you came to where you are today?
Yeah, sure. I've had contact with ETs and interdimensional beings all my life, and the furthest back I can remember is 5.5 years old. That's as far back as I can remember. And throughout my life, I had some really unpleasant experiences and some really wonderful experiences. And as I got through my teenage years, like I couldn't stay awake in class because I'd be going up in shifts at night, and it'd be happening like 2 to 3 times a week. And they'd be wiping my memory. And so I had a few memory issues throughout my life as well. Someone introduces themselves to me and I've forgotten their name within 2 seconds. And it happens quite often. Not as much these days because I'm reclaiming the sovereignty over my own mind. But I've been through quite a bit. And I've been through a lot of abductions with the shadow government. I can tell you categorically, absolutely, categorically, 100%, that massive UFO flap in Mexico, Guatemala in Mexico, with about 500 ships in the sky at the same time, was a shadow government fleet. Absolutely, 100%, no doubt whatsoever. I've been going up in these craft for a long time.
And when was that, when you're talking about that fleet of ships, when was that?
I can't remember the exact year. I just know it was in Guatemala in Mexico. It was probably in 2004, I think. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah. I just know the fleet. I got the visualization of it in the sky, and that was definitely a shadow government fleet. And there was one one small ship that was controlling the rest, and that was identified. And you can actually you can see how they're all moving in synchronization, and then every now and then they would move independently. And that's also got to do with some of the training that goes on behind the scenes with creating. This is the much higher end of the Super Soldier program behind the scenes. So throughout my life, I've had to put up with a lot of, I would say, abductions of the kind of the shadow government and also their extraterrestrial overlords, and they wanted to assimilate me into their structures. And it's been really challenging because I've still got implants in me, but it gets down to the point where... you now know that your own inner light and consciousness can override anything that goes on, anything that they can impose upon you.
That's absolutely key. We're going to have a commercial now, and we'll be back with George Kavafsilas. Thank you very much.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Life
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and my guest today is George Cavasiles, and I am in South Africa doing the show using Skype on my cell phone, very revolutionary technology here, and George is in Australia. So, George, we were talking right before the break. You were explaining some of your background as to how you got where you are today, and perhaps you could continue.
Yeah, it's quite a long story, but so throughout my teenage years, I was being abducted, and I was trying to stay awake in class, and that was really challenging for me. And I didn't know on one level quite what was happening to me, because I knew I was being abducted, but when you get put back and they screen your memory, you get a lot of emotional upheaval, especially when you're a teenager, because of all the hormones rushing through your body. And you're also fighting, because my desires were being manipulated and my mind was being manipulated. So I've had to struggle with that, and I couldn't communicate it with any of my family and friends. I tried to, but they didn't want to listen. And I was just an idiot, or I was crazy, or I just had a bad dream or something like that. So I was left up to my own resources, basically. So I did the best I could and just got on with life and just basically lived with it. And then I started seeing a bit of a pattern. A pattern was emerging. It's like every time I went to speak, I saw the transformation in people in front of me. They would change. I could sense it. I could feel it. It's like when in the movie The Matrix, Mr. Smith steps into the person. And then I started realizing about The Matrix, and I just started seeing it for what it was, and how I wasn't allowed to voice my own sovereignty. I wasn't allowed to voice my true essence and my true knowings and my true understandings of life. And yeah, it became apparent that my word had no value to people as well. And I always wondered about that. And then I started to realize that I came here for a reason. And then I started having meetings with other extraterrestrial races and galactic family and beings in other dimensions on this planet. And it's just been an incredible journey. And the whole point of it is I finally realized what the whole charade was about, and it was, they just knew I was here on this planet for a reason, and they were abducting me because they wanted to stop me. They wanted to control me and stop me from actually having a voice and speaking out, because I'm one of the people that were going to do that down the track. So it became quite apparent what was going on. Yeah.
Perhaps the beings that you found, first of all, that I guess you might call, what I would call service to self, what you were experiencing with them. And then could you also contrast the beings that came to you that you felt had a good, solid connection with you, and at the same time also had humanity's best interests at mind, so to speak?
Yeah. The beings that were service to self, the ones that were abducting me the most were the greys. And I ended up experiencing quite a few different grey beings. There's literally thousands of different kinds of greys. So grey is a very generic term. And there were two distinct group of greys that I was in contact with. And one of them were just robotoids. And there was members of the US military and other people who were on board the ships. There were taller greys too. So you had the little workers, which are around 3.5 foot tall. And then you had these taller greys, which are around between 5 and 7 foot. And then you had people who were humans, military people. And I found that quite fascinating. And then the experiences with those beings were incredibly unpleasant. I had my kundalini milked out of my body, glandular secretions, semen. It was a horrendous time in my life. I really, really struggled with all that was going on. There were other things that went on which I don't wish to share publicly, but they were really awful, and I suffered a lot, and couldn't voice it to anybody. And then there was another group of greys who came to me, and, you know, at that time in my life I started really getting into computer games. And they picked me up one night and said, look at us. Just take a look at us. Look at our bodies. And I knew they were friends. They were really familiar to me. And they said, look what we've become. And they said to me, God, I said, why? They said to me, because we chose a path of technology. I said, be very careful. If you choose the path of technology, you will end up like us. And they were once humanoid, not Earth human, but human type of race. And they had to go underground because they chose the path of technology, which destroyed their planet, and came out a long time further down the track, over 100,000 years, had to go underground. So all their body parts atrophied, and they had to adapt to a life with technology.
George, I don't know if you're... George, you were breaking up at my end.
Oh, no, I wasn't aware that I was breaking up. Are you there?
Okay, but I think, yes, and I can hear you now. I'd like you to try to repeat that because it's absolutely crucial. And I think, it, in my view, because I have, you know, when I go out speaking, I do talk about a choice that's being made at this on this planet at this time. And what I talk about is between what I term robotic Superman or angelic human. So there's a choice, and the technology side of it is very much where the Black Projects have gone, as you know. And so if you could repeat that again, because you were cut off.
Sure. These group of greys that I consider family, compared to the other groups, which were service to self, as you put them, said to me, look at us, look what we've become. Because at that time in my life, I was getting into computer games. So I started focusing and putting my attention and my energy into technology more and more. And they said, look at what we've become. And I said, how did you become like that? They said, because we've chosen the path of technology. And they said, if you choose the path of technology, you will end up like this eventually. And what they were was, where we are now, exactly in our evolution, they were about a million years forward in our evolution from today. So if humans want to continue down this path of technology, they eventually, over a long period of time, will end up looking like the greys. That's what's waiting for them down the track, because technology does everything for you, and your body parts end up atrophying, and they're no longer required. So they just atrophy, and the race just morphs into this other state of being. It's really sad. And they're really wonderful beings, and they're a group of greys that actually made contact with our governments behind the scenes, but because they were advising against the path of technology and power, they were told to go away, whereas the other ones who offered technology and power were the ones that were more favored.
Yes, absolutely. So at that point, knowing what you had then learned, what did you do? Because my understanding is that at that point you were sort of under control to some degree of the other group. How did you break away from the Galactic Federation? Because I think a lot of people would like to know so that they could understand what to do for themselves.
Okay, it really all came to a crescendo after my experience in 2003 when my galactic family came along and picked me up. And I'm talking a group of Pleiadians, Sirians, and these are common names that people hear. Now, the vibration of these Pleiadians, Sirians, are different to the ones that I read in channelings, I read in books, I hear people talking about. Honestly, this is a very different group of Pleiadians and Sirians, and there was Eridanians, and the Eridani are a tortured race. My goodness, what those people have gone through. Arcturians, and their fascination is economic collectives and how it oppresses spirit, because they really need to work that out because of some of the planetary systems in their star system. So there's a lot going on here, and there's different groups that are in different vibrational paradigms. And that's what I want to make clear. And then, of course, we have the confusing situation where beings are posing as other races. So like you mentioned earlier, Kerry, and it does make things confusing. So just use vibration to be your BS meter. And so after my galactic family picked me up, I ended up going to a really large craft towards the Sirius system. And then they facilitated this incredible experience for me where they maintained the life force of my body without the use of any technology. I really got to reiterate that. And this was a soul contract that they were going to pick me up at that point in time in my journey. And all of me came out of my body. So everything that animates this body into being came out. And that's why they needed to maintain the integrity of my body. So while I was gone on this journey, I could then come back into my body. And when they came to pick me up, I knew instantly who they were. There's no smothering you with love and light and we're your brothers and welcome home and all that crap. No, that doesn't go on. It's like when your brother walks into the room or your sister walks into the room. You know exactly who they are instantly. They don't have to prove it to you. And it's the same thing. So all this other hoo-ha that goes on, that's a red flag for me. And I took this journey with my consciousness up through the dimensions of our universe, and it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And to see a whole dimensional paradigm with billions of galaxies just shrink down into a vortex of light as I was going up, that was incredible. And I even got to look outside our universe. And, you know, I discovered, I may have mentioned this before to your audience, but I discovered that we are all universes out there, and we're equal with the creator of this universe. And when you connect with the creator of this universe, a real one, it'll be the first one to tell you that you exist infinitely beyond it does on this level of being. It's incredible. We're infinite. So nothing exists beyond me and nothing exists beyond you. And we are truly infinite. And we're not born or spawned out of some God consciousness, which is the great deception. So I wanted to put that in too, because it's a very big part of it, actually. And I had an incredible experience. But when I came back from that experience, obviously my vibration changed. And inside the matrix, I stuck out like a sore thumb. And they targeted me. And I was being abducted virtually three times a week again. And they assimilated me. They went really hard on me. And they once again assimilated me into their structure. So that's why in 2004, I got up and did a series of lectures and said that I was from the Galactic Federation. And after that, I did a series of about four lectures, and the video of that's available on the internet. And then after that, I started realizing, because in my heart the whole time, there was a niggling feeling that something wasn't right. And eventually I came to realize that something wasn't right, and I went through shame and humility, and I was just left as a man, you know, just totally just stranded, just gutted, totally naked. And the male ego struggled a lot. It really hurt. And I had to really dig deep inside of myself. I had to go as deep as I could and find out what really was going on, because I just got out in public and made statements and they weren't quite accurate. Why? What made me do that, you know? It was quite humiliating. And then I said, I've got to write this. I had it for a reason, you know? Why did I have that experience? Why did these beings manipulate me? And then I started reconnecting with my experience in 2003, and I started going, you know, getting past the programming and back into my heart. And, and that's when I started really rediscovering.
You talk about how people might be able to see through the deception? In other words, I know you touched on some of the signals that to you, you know, indicated a problem. Some of it with you know, and I think, I don't know, some people I think are discerning enough to realize that a lot of the extremely sort of placating, I guess I would call them, platitudes, things that are said in by channels and from channels that are sort of all hearts and flowers, as I call it, is the beginning of a deception in my view. But if you could talk a little more about specifics in terms of how people might detect whether or not they might be taken down a road. And I have to say that there are some indicators. One of those indicators that I have seen has to do with control. And how the beings that you are dealing with are dealing with you, number one, and then also how they relate to the problems that they have controlling their relationships, so to speak, with the secret government. So I found that to be quite interesting, and I wonder if you might talk about that.
Oh, I'd love to. That's right up my alley, Kerry. Okay. First of all, I want to say the key indicators for me. Okay, first of all, if any being asked you to use... Okay.
natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be.
And we are on the air with George Cavasilis, and we were just about to go into some of the this sort of behavior and things that really can trigger consciousness on your part as to whether or not you're being approached by a being that is not positive or not does not have your best or humanity's best interest in mind. So, George, do you want to go ahead with that?
Yeah, it'd be a pleasure. The I would say the red flag, I call it red flag indicators for me. The biggest one for me, the number one for me, has to be whenever a being asks you to use their light to get things done, like in a meditation circumstances or, you know, for healing purposes or for anything like that. That to me is the biggest red flag of all, because when you get to pass this cosmic veil and you get to the real ET races and the real ascended masters and the real beings of the high vibrations, the first thing they'll tell you is don't use my energy, use your own, they say to you. You've got it all inside of you. Just go in there and bring it out and they say to me, don't give your power away, because we're so conditioned to give our power away. We're so programmed to externalize. And so all this new agey stuff, it's like I've said before, I've got it in actually in a bit of literature in some of the messages from the heart on my website, that the new age paradigm is the same as a religious paradigm. All it is a far more sophisticated and cosmic version of religions that we've had in the past. That's all it is. So when you hear names like Lord Sananda, who literally turned up in my bedroom and was shining this great light and sharing me with all its love, you know, I'm really grateful that I had my point of reference and I got to understand what the true vibration of what the real Christ energy is. Or it really, all it is the creative consciousness of the creator of this universe. That's what Christ energy is. So really, when a being like that turns up and showers you with all this love and light, you know, I told it to go away because I knew it was an imposter. I told it, go away, you're nothing but an imposter. And it had to go away and it had no power over me. And when you're in your own sovereignty and you know what's what, then you have so much power and none of these beings can fool you. And it's taken me a while to get to this place, but it's a good place to be, I assure you of that. And also when you hear things like Saint Germain and Archangel Michael with the flaming blue sword and all that sort of business, no, you've got everything inside of you. We are sovereign beings of life, of the universe. And what the human race is so important. There's no other race in the universe that has all the codes in its genes, in its genetics. We're the only ones that have that. At this stage, there's going to be more in the future, but we're the first group that have got the whole lot. And it's not an egotistical statement. It is absolute fact of what the human race on Earth is all about. And that's why you have so many jealous races out there, and that's why there's such a big fight for this, the souls and the minds and the hearts of the human race. It's a really, really big fight that's going on. And that's the biggest indicator for me. Now, the other ones is the content too. You know, and they get controlling. They make you feel like you're important, like I did with the Galactic Federation. Like you get, you know, connected with these really beautiful, sort of like spiritual, angelic-looking ET races, and they say, you know, you've got a mission. You've come here for a mission, and then they've got you because then you're employed. You know, and they ask you to do this and they ask you to do that, and all of a sudden you feel really important, and you're on this special mission. So that's another big indicator as a red flag. Because the good ETs of the true light are from unconditional love and they don't interfere and they don't do things like that. They don't behave that way. So that's another big indicator for me. And also it comes down to vibration. When you go deep within yourself, your inner core has a particular feel and particular vibration. It's very peaceful and it's very graceful. And that's the end, that's the kind of unconditional love we're talking about. So when you look at these words that, when you read a channeling, for example, and these words, you just read them and they take you on this wonderful journey. And it really, it's like candy. It really is. I call it spiritual candy. And they take you on this wonderful ride, you know, and it's amazing. Like they do the literary step toe to a T. They're very good at what they do. And as you're reading it, they're programming you. They're giving you this euphoric, enlightened feeling. Because in that moment, you're engaging with their vibration, and as you're reading it, they're stroking you. So it's very important to understand just how complex it all is. To you, it's a sheet of paper with some words on it, but the moment you start engaging in them, you're vibrating it, you get their attention in the matrix, and they're onto you in an instant, and they're stroking you as you're reading those words. So you've got to be very careful.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when they inflate one's ego, that's another real, really, you know, huge problem. And I'm talking about ego. It's one thing to come into your own sense of who we really are and have a sense of inner power because of that. It's a whole nother thing to become ego-based and to take sort of a power over others because of what you think you know.
Yeah, totally agree with you.
Now, as far as there's also some control scenarios that are going on, and that have to do with the way they talk to to people, and also how they they're relating to the secret government, and also how they're relating to the problem on what they would state as the problem on Earth and how they're going to solve it. Could you talk about that?
Oh, I would dearly love to, Kerry. This is great, and people need to know that this is totally not scripted. So this is wonderful. Okay, the other thing to look out for is the way they talk down to us. It's like they propagate this concept that the human race needs mentoring. That
yes.
Going to another break?
Okay, going to another break. Sorry, we'll be right back.
Topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica, the number 4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Leading to remove the old outpost.
Control is good.
5. Roger, copy.
4, 3.
Good.
2, 1.
Engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with George Cavasilis. And George, we are just about to go into a very important area, and I wonder if you would just go ahead and address that, if you recall.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Kerry. It has to do with the notion that is being propagated around the planet that the human race needs mentoring, that we are backwards and silly and immature, and when you look around the planet, we squabble and we fight and we carry on. But what people don't get told is that these off-world cabals are the ones that are actually manifesting this on the planet. That if we were just left alone to be just humans, then we would be exactly that, humane beings. And we would get on very, very well with one another. We would honor one another. We would love one another. And we'd live very, very freely indeed. So that the notion that we need mentoring, that we need to be saved, that we are children, and you hear it, the way they talk down in these channelings and that, dear ones and children, our dear children and things like that, all these statements and the energy behind the words and this other concept by the Galactic Federation that they're about to welcome us into the galactic community. All these sort of ideas and notions is really part of the charade, and it is no different. And I really want to make this point clear. A great man called David Icke said, problem, reaction, solution. And people think it just means the ruling elite. But you've got to realize that problem, reaction, solution exists on a cosmic level as well. And they are creating a very undesirable environment on the planet. So, and that's the problem they're creating, a very negative and undesirable environment. So they can then come along and implement their solution. You know, they get the reaction from us, please help us, please help anybody out there, please come and help. And then these ETs come along and they're going to look like our saviors and that they have all the solutions. And that's the trick. That's really what people need to realize, that these cabals go intergalactic, and the hierarchical structure of this negative agenda is very, very large. It is cosmic, and locally it's on the moon, and then it goes to Mars, and then from Mars it goes to the Orion system, to a star called Al-Nitak, which goes to the Orion Nordics, which you've got to be very, very careful of. I really warn against these Orion Nordics. I've dealt with them personally. I really did not have pleasant exchanges with them because I would not conform. If you conform, they reward you nicely. They come across as spiritually angelic, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, wonderful Nordic beings, and they're not. That's a facade. And there's beautiful Nordic beings out there. I'm not racist. There's some very benevolent Nordic races out there. But these Orion Nordics are very dangerous. And when you get abducted by them, it's like a cross between James Bond and the Pope. Now, if you can sort of like get those two energetic patterns and try and understand what it is I'm talking about there, because they have a lot of etiquette. They have a lot of the persona of being spiritual. But just like James Bond, if they've got to take you out, they're gonna take you out if they have to. So they have this really weird etiquette about them, and they're quite tall. They're about, you know, it's anywhere between 6.5 to about 8 foot tall. Some are even taller, and they come from a planet called the Spora. That's what they call their home planet, from the Orion system, the star Al-Nitak.
Okay, we're going to have another short break, and we'll be back with a much longer segment with George Kavasilis. And George, excellent information. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL advanced motorcycle oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are back on the air with George Cavasilas. And George, the last segment was so amazing and such good information that you know, I'd almost have you repeat it. But rather than have you do that, I just want to thank you so much for that and urge everyone, if you missed the last segments of our talk, that you go back and listen again, because I think some very vital information there. I'm glad you're pointing out the Nordics and the sort of deception that goes around with a lot of the beings that call themselves Nordics or that people relate to as Nordics. And obviously there are some good blue-eyed, blonde-haired beings out there. And so maybe you can talk about your interactions with, for example, the beings that you feel that you've interacted with and why they struck you as being different than the ones we've been talking about up to now.
Yeah, the ones that are different is because they know who we are, the ones that have the vibration of the organic pattern of life. They're the beings, well, we could use the label the beings of the true light. And there's beings who are 3D and they're of the true light. There's beings who are 4D and are of the true light. They just know where they are in their journey in the universe, and they go about behaving in a very respectful manner to all life. They're just, you know, in a different vibration, having a different experience. So they're the ones who understand the organic processes to life. And do they understand that the human race here is very, very important, that they are that we represent them in life here, because who we all are all ETs anyway, and what is a human? It's the human embodiment is a generic form that holds all the codes, so therefore all life can incarnate and be a human, and every race is represented here on Earth. And that's the important thing to understand. It's the melting pot of the universe. And
George, sorry to interrupt there, but I really want to clarify that for people, because I think that's so crucial. That's exactly what we are. We are a melting pot of the races of the universes, and because of that, we are. Those races have some wars that go back eons, and some of those things are being manifested here on purpose. And then they're basically using, I say that they have troops on the ground. It's kind of, you know, the way I term it.
Yeah, they do. They do have troops on the ground that propagate the and inflame the situation, but they also manipulate existing energetic streams. So if you, for example, belong to a race and I belong to a different race and we were at war at some time in the cosmic drama, then what they do is they identify the energetic patterns between you and I, and then when you and I talk, they will try to exacerbate that energetic stream between us. And that's why when you talk to some people, sometimes you think, why are they getting so upset with me? I didn't say anything and I didn't do anything that warrants that kind of reaction. So you just got to realize it's Mr. Smith at work inside that person, inflaming that an existing energetic stream, because these beings are not creators. They can only ever manipulate what already exists. So they're just master manipulators. So if you understand what an incarnational construct is, which is a one-hour talk in itself, so I can't go right into it here, but there's a lot involved in every incarnation. It's so much work goes into each incarnation. And yes, we are very much honored and very much revered throughout the universe. And it's only that because we're being exposed to that group of extraterrestrial races that are caught up in that paradigm, which I spoke of earlier, that's what we think at the moment is all there is. But no, it's so much more than that. And you've got to realize that there's a whole universe full of life out there beyond this this veil of ET exposure that we're having at the moment, that totally knows who we are and totally honors and reveres everybody on this planet.
Right, and I think that concept, the psychological sort of downgrading of humanity on a regular basis, as you said, talking down and also characterizing the human race as being sort of a backward or very sort of wrong-ended experiment, so to speak. I think that concept. Is a way of twisting people's minds and giving them an inferiority complex. It's done here in regard to racial relations. So it can really, if you take that paradigm, you switch it into an ET paradigm, you're actually able to see how that's working, and it's really destructive.
That's fantastic, Kerry. You put it so well, and that's really, really what's going on. And I say to people that word experiment, I don't like it. I don't, because it devalues what's going on here. This is a process. When people say, oh, it's all just an illusion, it's just a dream, it's not really real, now, they say that to totally devalue what's going on here. Like if I challenge anybody, I do, I'll lay this gauntlet down. I challenge anybody to connect with the consciousness of the being that is this planet. And I tell you what, you better have a box of tissues with you when you do. Because when you connect with that woman, you're going to realize whose body you're on, and you're going to freak out. And the humility and your ego just melts. It is so profound an experience when you realize that you are incarnated on the body of the divine feminine aspect of this universe, on what we call a divine mother. She's manifested herself as this planet so we can have this experience we're having. Can you imagine how much power it takes to hold the space here? We're talking about all the energetic patterns that have ever existed in this universe, all compressed under one planetary reality. If you want to talk power and you want to talk courage, oh, my goodness, you know. I've had big draconian warriors throw me around my bedroom. I've come up against the biggest reptilian beings you can imagine, and they are nothing but frightened little creatures inside of themselves. When you tap into that, they have nothing on you. And I can tell you, when they are in front of me now, anybody wants to talk tough in front of me, I say to them, you got nothing on the consciousness of the woman that is this planet, because she volunteered to be beaten and tortured and raped and burned at the stake and pillaged for eons of time, and no other being in the universe has had the courage
yes.
to do that.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that, George. I also want to say that you're triggering an interesting concept here, which I don't think a lot of people don't really recognize. And I want to address that while you're sort of talking about the Earth Mother in this regard, because women have also done this, as have other, you know, men and other people in their incarnations. This is a process, as you said. And so you will get
it's
people
symbiotic.
Put them.
Yeah. It's symbiotic, the process.
Positions. Yeah, but they put themselves in those positions where they do get, you know, they do undergo suffering, as you have, as many have, and they may be raped, they may be abused in multiple ways in order to facilitate a healing of the other party, okay?
Exactly.
And of the group that they are a part of.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And really, it got to the end of my abductions, this is when I started really getting empowered, and they were abducting me, and I would just lie there on the table and look at them, and I would say, no matter what you do to me, I will always love you. You know, when you get to that point, then you know you really got what it takes inside, and because that's unconditional love. You're loving them no matter how bad they're treating you, and it takes a while to get there.
George, are you there?
You get there, yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi. Yeah, we had some interference. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry about that. You just broke up right after you said when you get to that place, then
yeah.
You know you really... Go ahead from there.
Okay, you know you've really got it. When you can look at a being that's mistreating you and you can say, I just love you no matter what you do to me, that's when you know you've really gotten to a place of unconditional love. And, of course, you know, you don't just allow beings just to walk over you all the time. You know, it's knowing how to implement that in its right and appropriate way. So,
I want to address that. I'm sorry to interrupt here, because that also is a very key concept. And it's important for people to understand what it means to love. And I think that, you know, when you say you will still love them, it's important not to give one's power away by giving energy, love energy, to beings that are basically doing injustice. And maybe you can talk about that sort of fine line.
Oh, sure. It's like when you have a dark being, and you traditionally talk to, let's say, project white light onto that being. Well, first of all, you know, you might as well just get a gun and just shoot everybody that's evil on this level, because that's what you're doing. It's a weapon. You're beaming white light that hurts a dark being. And so I urge everybody to be careful what they're doing, because they're creating great karma for themselves the more they do that. Because what you're doing is you're engaging in the game of duality, because the positive and the white love and light, which is in the positive realm, is the exact same level but is in opposition to the dark and the negative realm. So the love that Kerry and I are speaking about is taking those two aspects and integrating them into one state of being, and that is above and beyond duality. So the unconditional love we're speaking of is outside of the game of duality. So when you've got a lot of the negative charge going on the planet, now we're seeing an intense version of the positive charge coming in. That's all the positive white love and light business that we're seeing, all the fluffed up stuff that we're seeing. So a lot of people are just, you know, taking to that. So that's not the type of love we're talking about. Unconditional love is much more deep, much more graceful, and is outside the game of duality.
Right. Well, it is an interesting concept because I think a lot of people just, again, it's so deep that it's very hard to grasp. And it's another thing also to try to talk about it, because I don't think that that people up to now have really addressed that much. And so that when people do attempt to talk about it, as we are doing at this time, then it gets misinterpreted. Rising above duality is like an easy catchphrase, but I think what happens sometimes is people, when you're saying they actually do want to give, you know, love and white light to the dark side, actually you're defeating your own purpose.
Yeah, you're giving it energy too. You're feeding the game of duality, so you're actually giving your power away. So if you want to remain empowered, it's like this. If I can use an analogy, if a mother spoils a child, rotten, you know, that's too much positive love, and that's not healthy. It's kind of like if you want to be in this blissful, passive, love, blissed out state all the time, go right ahead. But very soon, or maybe a bit further down the track, you're going to realize it was the wrong move, because if you're just wrapped up in cotton wool the whole time, you're never going to learn anything. So the whole point of this universe, this light-based universe, which is duality, even right at the highest levels where you get to what people call the light of God and all that sort of business, it's a very
George,
high...
I'm not sure whether you're being heard out there.
Okay. Can you hear me? Hello, Kerry?
Now I can.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what I'm saying was that once you get up to the much higher vibrations of the universe, it's still light. Even though you're right up the very top near the Godhead, it's still light. Therefore, it's still duality, but it's a much finer vibration. So people think that the earth plane is duality and everything outside of that is not duality. Well, that's just nonsense, really. Because as long as you have light, you have vibration, therefore you have duality. So I just want to clarify that up first. And so what we're talking about here is, when I say out of duality, I don't really mean out of the universe altogether. I mean out of the lower domains of the universe where the polarization is quite pronounced. So you really need to experience it. The whole point of coming into this universe is to learn and to grow. So if you just stay on one side of duality the whole time, like positive white, love and light, and that's it, and you don't have any negative experiences, you're never going to learn. You're always just going to remain on this one side of duality, or one side of the scales, so to speak.
Absolutely. So maybe you can talk about, again, you know, specifically the beings that have come to you that you feel were positive, and why they were positive, how they conveyed themselves.
Well, yeah, positive, and then I'll say more on the neutral side of things, because that's more along the lines of unconditional love, where you just allow things to be, allow people to take their journey. So I express the knowledge that I do, but I say people don't have to go where I'm going. Everybody's on their own journey. So, you know, you make up your own mind and go where you feel you need to go in life. So the beings were, well, where I come from personally is the blue star of Sirius, the star itself, not a planet around the star. So what we look like, if you look at Akhenaten and Nefertiti, that's what our race looks like. And the reason we come from the blue stars is because we're in a higher vibration. So when you look at all the stars out there, they're actually all planets, but in a higher dimensional plane in the universe. So that might help people understand the concept of different dimensional planes. And
Hello?
Yeah. I'm still here.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, I'm sorry. Okay, right after you said that they look like Nefertiti and Akhenaten, which, you know, is really fabulous to hear you say, would you fill in what you spoke about after that? Because I'm afraid you were breaking up at my end. I'm assuming that you're breaking up out there for other people as well.
Okay. Okay, what I said was that our star is actually a planet on a higher level. That's why, because it's a higher frequency, as viewed from the lower domains of the universe, it looks like a star. So all the stars out there are actually planets on a higher level. And it's understanding the difference in higher dimensional planes. So it's like a platform, if you look at it like a platform of life. So if you look at all the stars out there, they're actually higher levels of life. And then life goes on from there. So
okay,
that's what
George,
I wanted to share.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Kerry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know why we're getting a lot of interference all of a sudden. But it's, you started to say it's like a platform.
Yeah, it's like a platform. Okay, it's you look like when you look at the stars on the higher level, the stars are actually planets, and so if you look at all the stars out there as a platform of life. So when you go up into that vibrational plane, it just opens up to a new version of life. So when you come down into this level, you see them as stars.
Yes. Okay, wonderful. We've got a break coming up, and we'll be right back with George Kavasilas. We don't really have a way to take questions, although I'd love to be able to do so. I'm afraid it's going to be very difficult. I can try going into the chat room for text questions. If you want to try texting me at projectcamelot.org at my forum website on the chat room.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to George Cavasillas. And this is our last half hour of the show. We've actually made it through with me in South Africa and George in Australia using my cell phone on Skype, which is really quite amazing. Hopefully it's not going to cost me a fortune. But the things we do on the path to enlightenment, so to speak. At any rate, I'm going to try to go onto the chat room and give you a chance to ask George some questions, those of you who are listening out there live. And if we don't see any people there, or if I'm unable to sign in, then we'll just continue on our way here. George, we have, as I said, a half hour left, and I'm just wondering if there's some areas that you feel need to be touched on, just, you know, because you have been speaking recently, and I would like to make sure to sort of touch the various areas that you feel are very crucial.
Yeah, I'd like to just expand on the hierarchical structure of that cabal that people think it's just the ruling elite on the planet. Now, I explained that it goes to the moon, and I've explained that it then goes from the moon to Mars, and then from the Mars it goes out. And really the headquarters in our galaxy, which is really the local office, galactic office of this cabal, is in Orion. And I talked about that in Al-Nitak and the Orion Nautics. But where it goes from there, like who's their overlords? And you've got to realize that it goes outside of this galaxy. It goes intergalactic. And you get to this... these collectives, they're the collective hive minds is what they are. They're very, very big and they're very, very powerful. And they have the ability to assimilate into the many races, extraterrestrial races. And they are controlled by entities who have spent a lot of time in over eons of time collecting data, collecting genetics, and finding a way to manipulate and control life. So you just got to understand what we're up against here. We're dealing with eons and eons and eons of evolution in the universe, and that's what we're having thrown at us, is the best the universe has to offer, because we're about to graduate and become something incredible. And we're about to become human in the true sense of the word, which means a godly being of godly mind. So I just want to point that out to people.
That's very good. I always like to say, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That actually holds true in a spiritual sense as well.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree with that statement. Because what's been amazing, too, is I've had attempts on my life in ships and in various underground establishments and what have you. And what happened the majority of the time was my inner light came out and stopped what was happening. So I found that fascinating. And from that those experiences, I want to share with everybody that you have an intended outcome to your journey. And I want you to know that each and every one of you is totally protected by your greater being. And so it's important to know that if you, this reality has an outcome, and if you know that you're a part of that outcome, nothing can touch you. And because people say, you know, you're crazy, what are you doing getting up and saying the things that you're saying, you know, because we haven't even begin to talk about religion the way I talk about it, you know, and things like that. I can get into the nitty-gritties of stuff like that, and it can really offend a lot of people. But the truth is, there's really only one great truth in the universe, and that's the way things are. And that concept that all truth is relative is another mind-bending philosophy. So nobody actually ever gets to connect with anything tangible and real. So, you know, you guys, everybody out there is infinite. Pardon?
That's a huge deception. The saying that all truth is relative. It's something used to mislead people.
Oh, completely. Yeah, absolutely. And also, it's important to realize just how powerful and magnificent you are. You're infinite, and the life that you are having is because you wanted it. You chose it. You created it. And so there's a aren't a part of you that made the decision. So Kerry didn't decide to incarnate. It was a higher part of Kerry. And George didn't decide to incarnate. It's a greater and deeper aspect of myself. So when you connect with those deeper and greater aspects of self, that's when you really start to become empowered. And then you know you've got a journey, and you move through this matrix in a different way. It's like the moment Neo in the Matrix went no, and he stopped those bullets, you know? It's like in that moment you just know. You get to this point and you just know. You've got this knowing that you are here for a reason, and that you're in collaboration with the universal consciousness, and you break out of the fog that you are vulnerable and that you are weak, and all of a sudden life around you changes. And it's very, very important to know this. This is like I'm giving people golden keys here, because once you know, and then everything around you changes because you've changed. When you change, everything, your whole reality changes.
George, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you again because you just said another really important thing that is one of my pet concepts that I think gets bandied about and people do not understand. They do not give it the credence that it needs. The idea that we are knowers rather than that we need to go outside ourselves for authorities. And and that's been ingrained in people from day one through the education system, et cetera, et cetera. And once a person starts changing that paradigm and recognizing themselves as a knower, everything changes. The entire dynamic of yourself in regard to the universe changes. And maybe you can talk about that, because you're basically talking about that already, but I think it bears going into.
Yeah, because once you understand that you've made that decision to incarnate here, that you weren't lured here or you're fallen and all those other disempowering concepts and notions, that you made this journey. You're the composer, the orchestrator and the conductor of the life you are having. And it's about getting your earthly personality. So me, George, had to surrender this ego called George to the greater me. Not to anything outside of me, but to the part of me that created this life.
I'm not sure. We seem to have lost.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Could you repeat that again? You started to say you are the composer, et cetera.
Yeah, it's important to know that we are the composers, the conductors and the creators, and the orchestrators and the conductors of the lives that we are having here. And so that we are, the notion that we are fallen, that we have been duped or manipulated into coming here, is just a disempowering philosophy. That's all it is. And it's important to know that you are the one who is in control of your life. It is you who is controlling your course and destiny here. So it's about getting your earthly personality, like, for example, me, George, this part of me, had to surrender to the greater me. Not to surrender or give my power away to anything outside of me, but to the greater me, the part of me that is in conjunction with the rest of the universe. So your life then starts to harmonize, because you start harmonizing. You start expressing and emanating this vibration that, hey, I'm back in sync with life. I'm back on the organic path and the organic unfoldment of life. And so you just move through this matrix in a very different way. Are you with us there, Kerry?
Yes, I'm very sorry. I believe that you just broke up at the very end there, but I think the message came across. Is there, again, anything else? And I believe we're probably going to go to a break just before the end of the show here. We have about 15, 20 minutes. I'm not sure how long. But is there anything else that you think we should address? Because you were talking back a few moments ago about the nature of the Kalal and how far-reaching it is. And that's something that, I think bears repeating and bears going into in a little more detail if we have time for it here.
Sure,
I wonder if you could sketch out, because unfortunately what's happening here on the planet is that the powers that be, or that think they are, so to speak, they are deceiving people as to where their power comes from. And that's that increases the deception, the levels of confusion. And at the same time, with what's going on in Egypt, the rebellions and the things that are happening in Libya and so on, people are waking up everywhere around the globe. And that is changing the equation for the powers that be very seriously. And I'd love it if you would talk about that.
Yeah, the great shift of the ages is upon us. And it's the shift that's happening, you know, the shift is happening inside each and every one of us. And it starts, you know, like Michael Jackson, the Michael Jackson song, The Man in the Mirror. Brilliant song because it really summarizes what we're talking about here. And it begins with us. When you change, the world around you changes. And we are the creators of this reality collectively. And also with the consciousness of the planet and the solar system and the galaxy. So once you connect with that again, you end up changing your reality. And that's what's happening with people. They're starting to get this connection happening, rising up inside of themselves because their greater beings are now coming through. And it's happening. They're seeing through the lies. They're seeing through the deception because it's like what the sword represents. You know, what is the sword? And I see myself as a sword carrier, and I'm sure you do too, Kerry, because when you wield that sword, it really is truth. It's knowledge. And it cuts through the lies and the deception. And that's why Muhammad said spread Islam via the sword. He didn't mean go around killing people. He just meant use knowledge and wisdom. That's why you got the sword of Troy. That's why you got Excalibur. And that's why you've got, you know, you know.
Actually, one of my favorite sayings is to paraphrase what they said. Christ said, I came not to bring peace, but to bring a sword. What he was talking about was to being able to cut through and to use discernment, to be able to decide where you stand and to stand in your own light, and to use that mind that you were born with, so to speak.
Exactly, because the crucifix on the mound is no different to Excalibur in the stone. It means exactly the same thing. It's the same symbolism. And Jesus was nailed to that cross because it symbolizes a death of wisdom and knowledge and plunged this earth into the dark ages. And so really understanding all the symbolism and the concepts that went on there anyway, we won't get into that now. But this cabal and the power, where this cabal, where do they get it from? And, you know, who's the ruling elite's overlords? Because they're not the top end of the hierarchical structure. And who's their overlord's overlords? And who's those overlords' overlords? And you realize it actually goes through. And like I said, the moon, Mars, Orion, then intergalactic. And then you start getting these massive collective hive minds. And then these big collectives join together to a bigger collective. And the structures continue till you get to these universal paradigms. And they're enormous, enormous vibrational paradigms with thousands of extraterrestrials that have been assimilated into these paradigms. And this is what I'm trying to get people to understand. These are massive, massive collectives because they have been developed over eons and eons of evolution in this universe. And you've got to be able to see through it. If you just fall for what an extraterrestrial race is going to tell you, then that's your journey. Good luck to you. But it's not where I'm going. I've taken the journey myself and I've seen it for myself. And when you start connecting with your true inner heart, your own being, the part of you that created this life that you're having, then you will find out for yourself too what's really going on here.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know, maybe you can help me out if we hear the music for the break, because it seems like my connection here is going in and out. George, I have gotten into the chat room here, and I'm getting a few questions from the audience. One person is asking the following question. Once we enter the fifth dimension and we send Mother Earth, part of our being, okay, we have to come back on the break and go into this question.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctors tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is?
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. Talking to George Cavasilis. We have just about 10 minutes or less left on the show, and we've got a lot of questions coming fast and furious here on the chat room that I was finally able to ask. So George, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pick up the question that someone was asking. I think that I remember it well enough. What they were asking was, they seem to feel that as we moved into the fifth dimension, that the body that was left on Earth, they were asking what it would look like. I don't think they mean literally. I think they meant, you know, in other words, what would life be consist of, perhaps, is a little more to the point of the question. Is that something you would like to address?
Oh, sure, I can address that, yeah. Because the chakra body is the 4D body. And then the journeys that I've taken into the 5D that I know, you have a single energetic center because you're back in oneness and harmony with creation. It's like some people can use the label heaven. So the 5D that I speak of is the lowest vibratory levels of heaven, because then you go 5, 6, 7D. And after the seventh dimension, there's no more physical form. It's just pure energy after that. So that's the model that I present, and that can be found on my talks and on my website. So the embodiments, when we go to the 5D, that's not ascension. It is ascending back to that state, but it's not all of ascension. That's just a step in ascension. We'll be preparing from that, and that's the platform we actually ascend on that platform. And that's we'll be in that state while Mother Earth cleanses her body and she finds center again. So she's got to straighten up on her axis, because just as any being that needs to ascend, you need to find center. So if Mother Earth is ascending, she's going to find center. And that's why we're going to have a pole shift, because she's just got to straighten up on her axis and find center again, because the wobble that we've had and the precession of the equinoxes have served their purpose, and she doesn't need it anymore. And that's why the cycle doesn't finish on December 21, 2012. It actually finishes on the first equinox of 2013. So March 21, 2013 is when the actual cycle ends, because it's not the precession of the solstices. It's actually the precession of the equinoxes. And a lot of people seem to miss that point. And so the bodies we're going to have once we ascend there will be no energetic centers, because we will have graduated and become universal beings. So you'll have a planetary body and a planetary race of beings that vibrate the universal light energy. And from my understanding, it's going to be a really gentle magenta color. That's my understanding. Now, I could be wrong about that, but it's just my understanding. That's what it's going to be. That's what I feel it's going to be. And then an aspect of our consciousness will go and start creating a universe using the construct of light, because we will have gone through all the possibilities and outcomes in this universe, exhausted them all on every level of life, and we've now come to Earth to rebalance everything and attain that state of universal consciousness.
Okay, I've got a question here talking about the unfoldment of events between now and the end of the year. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Well, I don't have access to too much of the events, the detailed events. But what I can say is towards the end of the year is when I feel the organic openings to the fifth dimension will open up. Now, I'm not talking about technological wormholes, stargates, anything like that. The sacred geometrical symbol that I use for this opening is the Vesica Pisces. And the reason I know it to be that, like it's what I resonate with, is because it represents the womb of the mother. And so if we're going to have organic openings, then the energetic patterns around that is going to be of a feminine nature. So the fish of Jesus is not a male thing. It's actually a female thing, if people were to understand the real truth behind that whole scenario. So it's an organic opening on the earth through to the fifth dimension, and we will just know. It'll be like this internal knowing. People will be guided intuitively, and they'll be able to tell distinctively the difference between a false synthetic opening and a true organic opening. And sorry to,
okay.
I know I had a pause there, but those doorways are going to open around the end of this year, and then they'll shut on the 21st of December 2012.
Okay, so you feel the doors will shut. What will happen after that?
That's when Mother Earth will start straightening up on her axis. So it'll be really dangerous to be out of here. By that time, there's not going to be many people at all, because even before December 21, 2012, around the middle of next year, there's going to be the mass evacuation of the planet. So all the people that will be lured onto those ships will go on the ships, all the people that will be lured into underground bases. And that's another thing. And I'd like to send out a message to the ruling elite and the shadow government. And they know me because they've interacted with me on many occasions throughout my life. I want you to listen, and I want you to listen real good. For those who are not aware of me, I'm going to tell you now something very important. You who are being lured into these underground bases, who think they're in front of the people, you who think you're going somewhere safe, I'm telling you now you are being lured to your demise. And you're either going to be cornered down there and you're going to have to leave through a technological stargate, or you'll be left to perish, because the Earth's crust is going to is no longer serving its purpose, and Mother Earth has to shed her skin. So I categorically tell you, if you have an issue with that, come and see me. I will tell you straight to your face. I have no fear around that, because the authorities know exactly what I'm about down here, and you are all being played for fools. And you really are. The shadow government and the ruling elite, I'm telling you straight, you are being played for fools. And if you have an issue with that, come and see me.
Okay, I appreciate that, George. Also, I do want you to put a cautionary note about the ships that people will take, you know, will evacuate on that are going to be deceived in that regard.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, great.
We can go ahead and say it very quickly while the music goes. We still have a tiny bit of time here.
Okay, great caution with that. They're leaving it right to the last moment. So when you've got no other choice, you're just going to take whatever hand reaches out to offer a way out. So be careful of that. Love and blessings to our human family. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you, George, very much. We'll do this again soon. Take care and bless you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Leading to the old outpost. Control is good. 5, right, copy. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.